Zimbabwe's elderly citizens or those over the age of 60, as defined by the Constitution of Zimbabwe, account for about 6% of the country's population, according to Help Age Zimbabwe, the leading national organization catering for the needs of the senior citizens. However, the twilight years of many of the nation's grandparents and aging aunts and uncles is worrisome, says Adonis Fife of Help Age Zimbabwe, and is urging the government to do more for its senior citizens.
The government of Zimbabwe is not actually giving the older persons some money. So as Help Age Zimbabwe, in advocating on behalf of the older persons, we are basically advocating for the introduction of universal pension to all older persons in Zimbabwe. And our definition for older persons in Zimbabwe is we adopted the UN definition, which is anyone who is 60 years plus becomes an older person. We are saying everybody who is now 60 years and above should be able to get some assistance from the government of Zimbabwe.
Many of the country's elderly find themselves alone and living in assisted living facilities like Makoni Old People's Home in Rusape, where Messrs. Bernard Petro, Twin James, and Mero Ngirazi, all former farm laborers around the Nyazura and Headlands area before the farm seizures in 2000, live and at Zororai Old People's Home in Sakova, Mutare, the current home of retiree Nelson Langveld. Bernard Petro, Twin James, and Mero Ngirazi, who can't remember their ages, are at Makoni Old People's Home because they lost track with their families in Mozambique, where they came from before moving to Zimbabwe, well before independence in 1980. Langveld is a former artisan with the city of Harare and is discouraged by the plight living at the Zorora Old People's Home. He says the government should assist those over 65 like him by giving them a monthly pension to cushion them from the economic hardships, as is done in other countries.
These old people need some bit of money of their own to be free in activity and in action.
Langveld worries that equally elderly people, including 91-year-old President Robert Mugabe and his colleagues in government, overlook the plight of their fellow elders. He says they should cease working and retire.
All over the world, some social help, financial help, one point of the old age pension. Those jobs are old, man. They're still working. What for?
He says he doubts they will end up in a home like him when they retire, as they have other options.
But no pension. You see, they accept that money from your team. I suggest that you go through that screen and the ministry must, the government must change.
The chairperson of Makoni Old People's Home, Potifa Guta, says the home has been running with the help of volunteers as there's no funding for full-time staff. He says often they get help from the business people in the form of coffins following the death of elderly persons.
How can we get a coffin so that tiende kunoviga? Vanhu vanoviga, people are always generous and keen to come and support. But by and large, we are very happy to support Yatrukwana from the church community, from the business community, from the Indian community in Rusape, and many other well-wishers in the schools.
The matron of Zorora Old People's Home, Sister Blandina Mariko of the Roman Catholic Church, says they are constrained when it comes to food provisions, money to get full-time staff to look after the elderly.
At the moment, we don't have money for salaries for our workers. At the present moment, we have got voluntaries. They work from 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We don't have those for night shift, especially now, these days. We've got some who are not well, and they don't have anyone to look after them during the night. The position we leave them, it's 4 o'clock, that's the position we will see them bodies around. So I think our biggest challenge at the moment is salaries. Another challenge, our food, we depend on donations. If we don't have anybody who brings food for us, I have to go around to beg food for our workers.
Sister Blandina appeals for assistance to kickstart a self-help project or program in market gardening, poultry for self-sustainancy at the home.
Another challenge again, if we could have money to have projects, self-sustainable projects, like looking after broilers. We've got them, but in small scales, layers, market gardening. I'm sure that this will help us to keep the home going well.
At Makoni Old People's Home, there are 11 elderly people, 10 males and 1 female, while 20 elderly people live at Zuria Old People's Home. Reporting for Studio 7 in Rusape, this is Leda Moyo.